Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this special episode of
DJ Lee's Zeit Case!
Yeah! This is our special 2019 predictions.
Yeah, well, so we're in 2019, so we should start predicting the future.
For this year, the future of this year. And my name is Jack O'Brien.
Ah.
And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host,
Jack O'Brien.
Miles Gray.
Oh, Miles Gray. Yes, thank you so much for having me.
That you. And we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by one of the faces on Mount Zeitmore. She is Lacey Mosley.
Hey, what's up, y'all? We Happy 2019. What were you saying?
We kind of had this idea for the show with you in mind. We feel like you were going to have some wild prognostications that will also be correct.
Right, yeah. So what? Tell people what this episode is.
So we're just making wild predictions about 2019, what we think is going to happen this year, based on the 2 days that have happened so far.
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know.
No, I think that's enough to give us an idea.
Yeah, I think we get it. Okay, 2019, we get it. We're going to be joined by super producer Nick Stumpf and Soup's produce, Anna Hosnia. Also, because they have some predictions for the year ahead of us. But guys, let's get right into it. Miles, what is one of your predictions for 2019?
Get ready. This is a political one.
Uh-oh.
Trump will call Nancy Pelosi a BITCH or a see you next Thursday.
Oh, shit.
Like, there will be a thing about him saying that shit out loud in front of people. And it's going to be like Trump calls Pelosi on the unthinkable, an unhinged tirade in Oval Office. Because we already saw when he got Jedi mind tricked by Nancy and Chuck in the Oval Office at the end of last year, what they can expect this year with, the Democrats in power. So I feel like, yes, that will be something we're going to see. There's going to be, I mean, I think numerous showdowns with Nancy Pelosi, but based on his relationship with women, I feel like this is almost a no-brainer.
I'm going to see your Trump prediction and raise you this.
Okay.
Trump will not be president by the end of 2019.
Oh, what?
Shit.
Oh. He will be Lord Emperor who ruleth by divine right.
Okay. What a twist.
Or he'll be in prison. You know, one of the two. But he won't be president because
Now you feel like that's because we're finally getting there, that'll be too much?
I don't know. I'm kind of just like a hopeful. Ass,
but... Well, come on, you know, we got to double down on this because right. I got some. Okay. I have some that'll probably have the Secret Service knocking on my door.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I do think that he's becoming more and more unhinged.
Yep.
We now know that part of his being unhinged is Adderall fueled, and he's been doing it for like 20 years now. So I think he's probably that's not sustainable.
No?
His lack of sleep and, you know, snorting of Adderall is problematic for one's sanity. And
yeah.
So this, you know, all the stuff where we're like, man, this guy's really losing it is starting to, I don't know, come together. And then also the pressure of, you know, just listen to the people around him. The people around him are like, he's not built for this. Even Nixon was completely guarded by an armada of lawyers, and Trump is under-lawyered. He does not have good representation as the president of the United States.
I think one of them actually might be, what's his name? Larry H. Parker.
Who is that?
Larry H. Parker got me $2.1 million. That like injury guy, and he would had like the little fro, and he's like, I'm Larry Parker, and I'll fight for you.
Trump assembles like all the TV lawyers. Exactly. He's got Jacoby Myers, Larry Parker.
Jacob Imrani.
Yes.
If you're in LA.
Salino and Barnes. Yeah. You know? Like exactly. This is his super team defending him. He just calls everyone on television. I'm predicting, I guess it's kind of political because it's about Trump, but like I'm predicting more senior moments from Trump. I think his brain is really just going left, and I'm predicting more moments where he doesn't remember Melania's behind him, and maybe he pees on himself this year. You know what I mean?
Oh, you want to put that one in?
Yeah, they try to blame it on the rain.
Yeah,
but you know, it's like a full-on senior moment.
Right? They're like, oh, it just rained on your dick.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, not to shame people with incontinence, but these are just predictions. You know. Also, I think along sort of what you're thinking, Jack. I think he'll have some kind of medical issue that he may use to rationalize or justify resigning.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah.
So he could have like a hero's out. He's like, nah, man, you know, the doctor said like I'm not built for this right now, so I'm gonna hand it over.
Yeah, but he's so just focused on always being the strongest that I wonder, like, can he admit to himself that he's not invincible?
I think he knows. He's like, I'm gonna say this to save my ass. Right. Or something like that. I don't know, but then he might face an indictment either way. I don't know. Again, these are just wild takes.
Yes.
But I think, I just feel like just mathematically with what we know about his diet and things, like at some point we will see that he is not in good health.
Evil people live a long time,
I know,
though.
We were just talking about that.
Ooh, they sustain. They really sustain.
Yeah.
I got one evil ass aunt who like hit my grandmother over the head with a hammer, like,
oh,
and she is still alive. She has to be in her 90s, going strong. We don't
hit
even
your
talk to her
with a hammer.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus
my
Christ.
Goodness.
So Trump might live. He might have those McCain years in him. McCain's mom is still alive in 2019.
Yeah. Yeah. She is.
She is.
That's my prediction. She's gonna live to 2020.
Okay. There you
McCain
go.
Mama got another year left.
Okay, there you go.
We do have a deaths section that we want to cover.
Oh, okay, tight. I'll save it.
But McCain's mom would not be the hottest of takes, I guess.
I don't think she's going to die. I'm saying she's going to live through.
Oh, you're okay.
Yes.
I mean, have we, what was the last president we had who died in office that wasn't like an assassination?
Ooh.
Was that like McKinley or some shit? The guy who ceded the office to Teddy Roosevelt, I think. That was like the late 1800s, early 1900s. So like, but I do think.
Well,
like,
what, FDR?
Oh, right. But yeah.
What about Jimmy Carter? He kind of died, you know?
Jimmy Carter. Is it invincible?
Shame. Oh, Warren Harding.
He died in office.
William Henry Harrison, Zachary Taylor are the presidents who died in office.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then assassinations are Lincoln, Garfield, McKinley, and Kennedy.
Oh, I didn't even realize Garfield. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Anna, we have something.
You're like, wait, what happened to him?
Wait,
he not he not alive.
We have some bad news.
Which
for
Kennedy?
You.
Jamie?
Kennedy from MTV, who's now on Fox.
Like, I read this study about how people who retire early end up dying earlier, and I like they were saying that we tend to think that like the more stress you put yourself under, the earlier you die. But a lot of times it's the more you work, the more engaged you are in the world around
you.
You have a reason to live. Like, you just keep going, basically. And I feel like someone like Trump is just constantly, you know, he eats conflict for breakfast. And so
he eats shit for breakfast.
Yeah, he eats pieces of shit like us for breakfast.
Yes.
And he just, you know, it's going to be hard to get that ticker to stop.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know, man.
Anna, what do you got for this year?
I think potentially. Oh wait, so are we waiting on the deaths?
No, we can start the deaths.
You want to just hop right into deaths?
Well, okay. I was thinking maybe Alex Jones might go from loneliness.
Go from loneliness.
Go like pass away just out of not being able to.
I thought
scream
you were gonna be like from
shit.
Loneliness to deadliness. No, but you mean like he might just die from a broken heart?
Yeah, or just like because no one's fucking with him and he doesn't have any like. Platforms. And
well,
I think
him and Gavin McInnes
float away.
Looked like they were about to put out a hot single.
I think Gavin McInnes might also die in a riot of some sort because he is really fucking around out here.
Yeah. So you think some death on the
I think
the right
there is
wing.
Going to be some alt-right leaders who
they
see
literally
a very
have no reason
dark
to leave.
Faith.
A reason to live, rather.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then that would be really bad if they did, because then I feel like, you know, you get these conspiracies and you get their followers rising up.
Right.
And maybe those conspiracies are true.
Okay.
Wow. Well, don't make it hot for yourself, person who's predicting this.
Maybe.
Who else you got going under? I have Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter going?
I think we could see Jimmy Carter.
He died years ago.
I know you say that, but he's probably the most... You know, he looks delicate.
That's how you know you old. When people talk about you, like, they're not already dead?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I thought he...
Those are goals. Right. I wouldn't be that old. I'm going to throw Betty White in here, but not because I think she's going to die. Not because I think she's going to die.
This
I
is the wrong section,
because I want to make her stronger. I'm trying to... I need her to live in spite of this prediction.
Right. I'm going to go with Keith Richards because he just quit drinking. And I feel like she has been sustained by a delicate balance of like cocaine and alcohol
and
like
young women.
Equilibrium and young women. Mm. And now it's going to throw the balance off.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know what it's going to be. He's going to be living good for a little while, just like when Dave Chappelle killed Rick James.
Right.
You know what I mean? And there'll be, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. That's how you got in the Illuminati.
Yeah. So there'll be like, you know, some lull, and then eventually he'll start trying to party like he used to, and that's what's going to get him.
Oh, right.
Yes.
I think Cosby or Jared, one of our sex offenders. Yeah, Jared Fogle, one of our sex offenders who's in prison. Because they are not popular there.
Yeah, well, I think Cosby he's old, so I could see that. I mean,
yeah,
Jared's he's been rocking though.
Bill Cosby's petty though. Petty people don't like to just die. You know what I mean? Like, I see Bill trying to ride out his sentence like, no, I'm going to get out.
Yeah.
You
know? He's like, he'll be 280. Like, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm going to get out.
What are you trying to say? Oh, I can't live to 280? Okay. Oh, just crosses his arms in his cell.
Right. He like makes an appeal. I don't know. He's just got a lot of money and a lot of time in there. I don't know. I don't know if it's over for old Billy.
All right. Okay. I was wrong, I guess. He's not going to die. how about Papa John?
John?
The company has died, but
is in the process.
But
John Schnatter.
He always looks like he's just taken very bad care of himself, that he subsists off a diet of bourbon and cocaine, and I have heard that that's true from people who know him. So
I'm going to double down and say the opposite. John Schnatter will emerge from the ashes like a phoenix,
right,
and reclaim his throne as Papa.
Oh, really?
I have. Well, yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
I have a feeling he's going to do a really, really extreme job of trying to rehabilitate his image. To try and come back, but it's going to fail. But
more,
I feel like
more
he's...
More websites?
I don't know. Because I think he's... I don't know. I mean, again, these are just takes that'll completely fall apart. But I could also see him really trying to... Like, he's going to do like that, like have that moment on New Year's and be like, you know what, dude? I'm going to fucking get it together, man.
Right.
I'm fucking getting it back, dude.
And those...
This is the year of John.
Yeah,
Papa's back.
Papa's home. Papa's got a brand new back. Fuck, I got to work on that, but marketing wasn't my thing.
Well, yeah.
And as we all know, those cocaine-fueled New Year's resolutions always turn out
ooh,
well.
Oh, so, yeah.
So he's probably got this. Johnny Depp also not looking great. So
Let's keep an eye on it.
Okay.
Is Ben out of code red? Is he out of code blue? Do we think Benny Affleck's going to be okay?
I think
Ben Affleck will be fine.
Yeah. He'll
cut to this hair. Aging so terribly, and he's like, oh, God, he had died in a tragic bungee jumping accident.
Yeah. I feel like Ben Affleck has people around him.
He does. He has enough people to shuttle him back and forth from rehab. So he'll be totally fine.
And take him to Jack in
Johnny
the Box.
Johnny Depp, that profile of him.
Yeah, it was
in
dark. Rolling
his,
Stone.
Like, weird mansion. Where
oh, shit. You know that's how you die. When you're by yourself, that's exactly how you die. When you don't have people just hanging around to like check your pulse every few hours.
Right. He's around people who are paid to be around him, like his bodyguards and like his staff, like management and shit like that.
So they'll kick him every now and then, make sure he's still, you know.
Right. But those people, you know, when they don't have love as their primary motivation, it's just not a healthy place to be. I feel
but they
like.
Got checks though. I mean, if your boss stop breathing, that's the check. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
True.
Like you gotta keep the bag alive. So
my prediction is he becomes a cat lady. He just starts getting so many cats, and then all of a sudden he becomes like a cat guy who's like saving all these cats, and he can't stop. And they're like, yeah, he made a cat sanctuary in his backyard.
Yeah,
and then he's just covered in cats.
I also think there's, and it might not be this year, but I think Drake might end up being problematic in some way.
What?
Oh, like because he's been tweeting all those kids?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has been talking to a lot of kids. I'm like, come on now, Drake. You see what happened to R. Kelly now.
Right.
Don't let the basement come out.
Right.
Now, but listen, when you go to Drake's house, though, they do make sure you're over 21. I will say that.
Oh, do they?
Or over 18 at least, yeah.
You've been there?
Yeah.
To where?
Like when you go to Drake's house in Calabasas for like a party or something, I don't go anymore. They're very ratchet. But
I don't go anymore.
Wow. But you go to this parking lot of like a Toys R Us or whatever. And oh, shit. Oh, damn. That was a
is that true?
Yes, but it's...
What?
Wow.
No, that's not why, though. That's not why.
No, it was a Babies R Us.
It just happened to be the parking lot that this happened in. Ooh.
So they pick you up from a parking lot of a Toys R Us?
Yeah, they pick you up. Well, I think that's
the processing center. Basically, for people who enter.
Oh shit! This is actually where.
So that
I got
Atlanta
up,
episode
though.
Is like based on a real.
Oh, that
event?
Atlanta episode is so accurate because, and I was watching it, and I was like, oh my god, someone who went to Drake's house is in this writer's room and knows this like so specific because you go to this abandoned parking lot or this at time it was a Toys R Us, it just was
abandoned parking lot now because Toys R Us went out of business.
Yeah, but at the time they weren't out of business. You get processed basically. So you fill out this like NDA and this paperwork. You show your ID. They make sure you're over 18.
So you're already fucking up. I guess NDA is what happens in the house.
Yeah. So then you get like, so you don't just get on the bus. So you could have heard about the party, but you don't just get to get on one of the shuttles to go to Hidden Hills. Like there's these like kind of asshole promoters who like look at you. And if you're like, it's all women. They look at you and they're like, okay, we're not beautiful enough. You can't come. And they're like,
the promoters
they say
are women or?
No, they're guys.
They're guys who are looking at women. Got it.
And they're like so mean. They're like, you're ugly. You can't come. You can come, not your friend. Like, it's crazy. But he does try to make sure that they're like adults. But those parties get ratchet because they usually end up with like a lot of bitches fighting and stuff because there's no men there. You know, everyone's trying to get up to see Drake if he's even there. It's like weird. But I hope that Drake can hold it together because he really took a hit with that whole hidden son thing. And we already knew about his son. Like, before the Pusha T beef, we fully knew he had a son. We had seen the Instagram.
Right.
Like, but he really took a creepy hit with Millie Bobby Brown. So, is that her name?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I hope that he stays away from the little cheerings.
We'll see. Well, that's the prediction.
I think Kevin Hart's going to get caught cheating on his wife again.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But she going to stay, so it's not going to be a lot of news.
I predict that Cardi B will get back with Offset.
Absolutely.
For sure.
That's, I think that's...
They have hood love.
That's done.
Yeah, they definitely love each other. Like,
that's hood
still.
Love. Yeah. Like, hood love is like, your man is going to cheat on you well up until you're like late
50s. Thank you. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when his dick stops getting hard, then he will be faithful to you.
Then
that
he'll find
is,
God.
Right. Then he'll find God and start wearing, you know, Steve Harvey suits and, you know, smoking cigars and talking to these young bucks. but they're fully going to keep doing this. Like, he's going to buy her a wrapped car, you know, with diamonds on it and shit, she gonna take him back. She'll get on Instagram and be like, look, I'm back with him, don't give me no shit, he's my baby father.
We'll
be like,
okay.
And that's fine.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break and we'll be back with some companies that might die in 2019.
Ooh. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And yeah, I was just looking at a list of 8 companies that might disappear this year. And a lot of these make sense. GoPro is the first one. GoPro was like this big IPO, and everyone was like, this is the future of content. And they have been struggling. A Container Store is not doing well, apparently. Yeah, that might go away. Remington. This brings me to Remington, like, declared bankruptcy.
The firearms?
Yeah, the firearms company. And I think the NRA is going to have a lot of heat in 2019.
Oh, they are. It's already
It's already bleeding out. But I think NRA is going to get exposed.
David Hogg tweeted at Dana Loesch, "Thoughts and prayers." With the thing. because the Maria Butina.
Yeah.
That's my brand of petty. Shout out to him. Yeah. Shout out to him.
That's in prayers, Dana.
I think the Fitbit might have been murdered by the latest iteration of the Apple Watch.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can't even find the charger to my Fitbit. It's over. It's quiet for them. Do you know your iPhone now will count your steps? You can have just an app that's like, hey, girl, we know you never lose your iPhone. Like, I walk around with this shit all damn day.
I think Fitbit is going the way of those GPS, like individual GPS things, Garmin.
Remember you used to hook that shit up into your car?
It's just things that got eaten by iPhones.
iPhone is really just out here consuming everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you guys ever heard of Winn-Dixie, the grocery store?
Yes, I'm from Texas. I know about Winn-Dixie.
Yeah, so Winn-Dixie, Bilo, Harvey's, and Fresco y Mas are all owned by the same company, Southeastern Grocers.
And they're going down.
They said they're probably going down because it's a business that totally relies on scale, and Kroger and Amazon both have it, and Southeastern Grocers doesn't.
No, it's small. They're small-time grocers.
Yeah, you can't be a small-time grocer. Bad times to be a small-time grocer. And then Sears, which has been a long and slow death.
Shout out to Sears. I was in Savannah at one of those Sears massive shutdowns. Ooh, baby. Those were good. I'm talking about 85-90% off of fine jewelry, honey. I got an $800 necklace for $127.
Wow.
What?
Yes. I was buying all the gold. I said, excuse me. Come on now, Bridget. Put him down. Let me see all the rings and all the blings.
Wow, Sears.
I have never been in a Sears, at least not that I can remember. Yeah. Oh, it's a very dirty place. I went in there and instantly felt poor. Mm-hmm. I went in and I was like, it's like a chill of poverty just all over my body.
A chill of poverty.
Well, because was the floor like concrete or like fucked up?
It was unkempt. Unkempt, sticky, you know, everything was out of place. Mm-hmm. All the clothing looked like punishment for people who were going to wear it. Like, nothing looked like any type of fashion or even adjacent to it.
It was just clothing.
It was
in the most generic sense.
It was like clothing that I feel like I've seen on TLC from like people, you know, like who are hoarders or something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know if the
people
shit
who
was
are just
new.
Like leaving the Amish church.
I don't know if it was new. I don't know if anything in the store was new.
that's what America's about. We just pick at the corpses of once great companies or organizations.
I feel bad though for Sears though.
Nah, look, you got your, you know, who knows where that gold came from? Also, you know where that gold came from?
Don't tell me. Okay,
I don't know. I'm just saying. Might want to think about that too.
Listen, I'm sure it came from a bad place because Sears doesn't seem like they're sourcing their gold from
I'm not blinking at it.
Yeah.
I'm just looking this up. 90% of Sears gold comes from the melted down teeth of people, dead bodies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was a little teeth in it.
Yeah.
I saw some enamel, but listen, with a discount like that.
I was like, this necklace is scratching my neck.
Right.
Like, that was a jagged incisor that was melded into
this. Yeah, but with a discount like that, how could you say no? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, but they're going down for show. It's over. It's curtains.
All right. Super producer Nick Stumpf had kind of a big, broad, sweeping one that I really like that I wanted to have him come in and talk about. Nick, are you there?
I am.
Hey, Nick.
How's everybody doing? First of all,
great.
How are you guys doing?
Wow. Somebody comes to life suddenly.
Thank you so much
for
asking.
He was laying on his back before he even got on mic.
His feet were in the air.
Yeah. All right. Yes. How art thou?
Oh, great. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll let you talk. So,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey, thank you. Happy New Year. And you as well. 2019, can you believe it?
Okay, it's hard.
So, Nick.
Yeah.
What is your prediction for the year 2019?
So, yeah, as you said, this is sort of broad and sweeping and indefensible in a lot of ways. But
As predicting people's deaths?
yeah. Differently indefensible. Okay. I think in 2019, you're going to see a sort of cultural shift back in the direction of there needing to be something that could be described as adults in the room.
The return of the adult.
The return of the adult. Because I think we're like, we've been in the age of any asshole for a long time, where it's like anybody can do anything, you know. Anybody can, like, you know, have a podcast and pretend to know what they're talking about.
Right. Hey.
That's true.
Am I getting fired?
No, but you know what I mean. And I think Donald Trump is maybe, the presidency of Donald Trump is perhaps the culmination of that Lord of the Flies world that we've constructed for ourselves in the last little while. And the wheels are so fully off at this point that I think you're going to see people craving a returning of the wheels.
Uh-huh.
So that, you know, I just think like both in, let's say, art and media culture, you're going to see sort of like, don't bother me unless you're really good at it kind of come back.
Okay.
And then...
what would that look like?
Well, I just think like there's just so much content, you know, there's so much content all over the place that I think people are just going to... it's going to naturally just start having fat trimming.
Right. Like, Netflix, like Logan Paul will no longer be the top trending entertainer on
yeah,
Google.
You know? I think things like that. I mean, and you're starting to see rumblings of this already. Like there's this documentary on Netflix, The American Meme, which is like, you know, what are we doing? Why are we all trying to be famous all the time? Like, do you really want to spend your life doing that? I just think there's going to be like a, and the fact that there's just the amounts of content, like podcasting is sort of approaching per capita Netflix.
Damn, so are you saying we going to die in 2019?
No, because no, because you guys are good. I mean, that's in person, I'm biased.
So quality
but
is coming
I think,
back.
Yes, I think fat trimming is in order because there's just so much of everything. And so in media and entertainment culture, that will manifest itself and they're just being less stuff. Like things will start to fall away and winners will emerge.
So the bar will be lifted this year in a way.
The bar, I think, will go back up. Yes. I think the barriers of entry for everything have been lowered. In a way that's cool because it democratizes things in a good way. But it's just right now we're in at sort of peak, everybody's doing everything, and I think it's going to wash out a little.
So you're saying I need to get my scams in now?
So I'm saying
they're going to close the doors back
saying,
up.
Don't quit your day.
Or you're going to have a better scam.
You're right. I'm going to have to innovate. Yeah. That's what good scammers do.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, in politics, I think you are going to, whoever the next round of people getting elected are in 2020, and, you know, is going to be somebody who's, you know, maybe you'll see, for example, the return of education being something in the plus column for a presidential candidate, where for 20 years it's been like, oh, no, I run away from that. People will be like, you know what, actually, maybe we do want
experts. Yeah, they're like, excuse me, sir, my son is dumb. I need a fucking, they need an education.
Yeah.
Anyway, that sort of thing. That's what I got. Signing off.
That's interesting. That is a hopeful prediction.
Right.
That is hopeful. I would like to see gravity return to the world and there be an up and down and standards.
It's just going to be us and Joe Rogan left.
Right. And the aliens will be so confused.
Tight.
They're like, this is it?
Yeah. I mean, it kind of depends on if we've gotten to the threshold of bullshit yet, which I don't know. As a resident person of color, I just feel like there's more nonsense. I feel like we haven't reached the point where everything has become so exponentially ridiculous when it comes to a Trump administration and how this country bends to the NRA. I don't think we've reached it. I think there's more bullshit. I don't think we've hit the line yet.
Yeah, in certain aspects, for sure.
Like the things that we would be shocked by 4 years ago, we're like, we don't even blink at now.
Yeah. Right. And how do you take that back? Like, where does that come back? Like, where does that suddenly grow back where we're like, wait a second,
right,
this whole thing is fucked up.
Yeah.
Usually it takes a war, a really bad war.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's not what happens this time. But historically, that's what has happened.
Ask Eddie Kendrick, man. What is it good for?
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
I think I'm worried about the ability for us to come back from the whole... like low standards social media thing, because I think a lot of social media is part of, you know, I think a lot of the world is designed to distract us from two facts. One, we're all going to die. We've been trying to avoid thinking
about
a species for thousands of years. We have religion and, you know, rituals and myths to do that for us. But then the other thing that I don't think we acknowledge as much is that we don't like to realize that we're one person out of 7 billion people on this earth, and like that's only getting worse. And people, you know, that when you realize that, it makes you feel less important. And I think that's a big part of the drive towards social media, and like that whole, the idea that that's not true and trying to believe in a world where that's not true has replaced a lot of the community stuff that used to help us feel transcend like just being individual lonely humans in the past.
Right.
So do you believe that online communities have siphoned away from like physical in-person communities?
Yeah. I think they have, and I think the what they've replaced those physical in-person communities with has been not as effective
or gratifying.
People just report being lonelier now than they've ever been in the past. So,
and I never used to believe that report just because I feel like access. Because
your social life is so amazing.
Right. I'm popping. What y'all talking about?
No, in the Toys R Us parking lot waiting to get the right.
That was a coincidence, Drake. I hope it was a coincidence.
Oh, God. Please let it be a coincidence.
Please, Drake, don't do this. But I think that I always kind of was skeptical of those because I'm like, okay, it's so easy to do a survey now. Everyone's going to say they're lonely. The access that we have to people when it comes to surveys and like getting information about their mental health, especially with the revolutionary way that we are addressing mental health now. I'm like, yeah, everybody's going to say they're fucking more lonely now. I was like, I don't think that, you know, I mean, like before we had social media, people were just putting their thumbs up their butts. Like we had a lot of free time.
It's called thumbing.
But now when you say something like communities being replaced, that is interesting to me because when I was living in Savannah and I really like I could have been fully tuned into social media, but it just wasn't as gratifying because I wasn't near anybody.
Right.
Like I was going to like community events and like being outside with strangers and talking to them.
Yeah.
Like, and it was gratifying in this weird way that I had not experienced in a very long time.
Human contact.
Yeah.
Guys, gratifying. Outside of these four walls. There are other people.
No, I mean, like a lot of the big things that people used to do, like I was reading some history of the early 20th century or mid 20th century, and they were talking about how like there was this huge bowling boom where like everybody, that became what everybody did, like after work was just like go bowling together, and like bowling lanes like exploded across America. They don't, like that was just like a weird trend and people were like, oh well, it's over. But we had these, like the arcade used to be a thing where you would go out and
bowling
it would
leagues.
Get you outside.
Well,
bowling
that's,
leagues.
That's a prediction that I had, is that there will either be an app or some kind of movement towards trying to get people to interact in real space, physical space.
I agree.
Like, I think because we've been seeing, I mean, like more and more people are getting more and more isolated, that I feel like at the very least, we'll start to see it break in another direction. Not that that trend won't continue, but people will begin to sort of grasp with that loneliness and be like, okay, how do we address this in a way that we can get people to sort of like interact again?
Yeah. I mean, nobody has really fully embraced the augmented reality thing since the Pokemon Go like wave when everyone was like, oh shit,
yeah,
Pokemon
people were out,
Go.
But they were out by themselves. Were people chasing Pokemon in groups?
Right. But I feel there's a version of augmented reality that could be like, you know, using the geo-targeting and shit like that to just like meet up with people or
something.
Well,
the sad thing is I also have a prediction that there will be a huge boom in ASMR for the most mundane shit. Like, not just, like, getting your haircut or whatever. It's like, you're at someone's birthday party. And, people will also concurrently be replacing actual human experiences with, like, more sophisticated versions of altered reality or augmented whatever.
Like, in what way?
You know, like, podcasts where people think they're hanging out with, you know. I just think, like, there's just going to be... I feel like just in the same way that we've found ways to like be satisfied by being alone, that the ways to experience, you know, a solitary life, there will be like new sophisticated ways to make that more palatable for people too.
Right.
Whatever that is. I mean, like, in not like that's a more general thing, but I feel like seeing how big ASMR is getting, like that's very much a thing where you're recreating a sensation of interaction.
Yeah.
In some way. Now, some people might just like stuff that isn't necessarily verbal or whatever, but the feeling is that you're sharing space with another person.
Well, people's loneliness definitely gives me excitement for the world of comedy, because comedy has always kind of been the thing that people,
it makes you
feel less lonely. Like watching watching a comedy TV show makes you feel less lonely than watching something dramatic or something romantic that may remind you that you don't got no bae. You know what I mean?
Right.
so that gives me a sincere amount of hope for us. This is a random prediction, but and not that random. Speaking of comedy, Amanda Bynes is going to pull a Winona.
Oh,
I think my girl's coming back. I think she's gonna be on some little Netflix series or something cute, like a Stranger Things, and we're gonna get, you know, Amanda back. We're gonna get our bae back.
Okay.
Yeah, she off them drugs. She says she quit.
And she looked like she's getting her shit together.
Popping them mollies. So I'm excited to see that. I also predict that Kanye is going to get in a physical fight, probably with somebody like a valet.
Now, he's supposed to, I mean, that wouldn't be surprising.
He's
also supposed
famous.
To drop an album this year, and I have no idea what to expect from that.
Hot beats.
Yeah.
It's going to be.
The beat's going to slap.
Right.
We'll see. I mean, if he takes time, right? Because if he keeps creating in the state he's in, like, the Kid See Ghosts production was much better than Ye.
Yeah.
And I think that's because he was spending time on it.
But when has he not produced fire beats, though?
Ye?
He has some beats on it.
Not that I would say are going to make his, like, ultimate list of Kanye productions.
No, not that I'm going to make his ultimate list, because his list is already so stacked.
That's what
stacked,
I mean. But that's if you're an artist, you have to do better than
but
that.
But here's
right?
how I gauge Kanye's music. Mm-hmm. Like, I follow a lot of dancers and stuff like that. And I follow, like, popular dancers who have millions of followers, right? Whatever songs they're choreographing their dances to are the hottest beats out. Like, that's just always what it is. And when Ye came out, it was several Ye songs that they were doing. You know what I mean? And it's not just because he's a relevant person. Those beats were slapping. Were the songs good? Nah.
The only beat that I was excited for was I Thought About Killing You. Was like, there's a part where it turns into this other, like the second half of the song. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, that could work. But other than that, I don't know. I just feel like he's not. I think it's the thing is, like, he's so good that even him at 50% is still better than most other people. But I feel like that's what I'm saying is, like, I don't think we're going to see 80% Kanye on Yandy or whatever the fuck
he
it is.
He off the meds. I fully expect for, like, some kind of confrontation, but, like, with, like, a busser or, like, someone real random, and we're all like, Kanye,
but
why are
you
so
contact love.
He's
like, I'm all about love. I'm all about love.
No, but...
I think
he's just going to be going off on somebody. Like, he's so unstable right now.
I think
now.
He'll get in a fight with one of those inflatable parking lot people with wild arms.
That's
my prediction. He will fight an inanimate object.
Yes. I'm down for that. Kanye will fight
an inanimate
object.
And not as a function
object.
Of his mental illness that
no,
he'll just get his frustration
no, 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 no,
out
no.
on that thing because it's
no.
a passive opponent.
I don't even, first of all, I don't like to comment on mental illness because I think that we already mental illness shame enough.
Yeah.
So whenever I'm speaking about Kanye, it's about him as a lucid, sober asshole. Like, you know what I mean? And I know that, you know, mental health and stuff is always a contributing factor to everything that you do in your life. But there's some things that Kanye said and done that I'm like, now.
They're like, you might just be ignorant.
Right. I'm like, don't blame that. Right. Like, so.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with our final predictions for the coming year.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed, and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
And we're back. And I guess we shouldn't really call these predictions since they're almost, they're guarantees. I mean, these things are definitely going to happen scientifically.
If Vegas is taking action on these things, go right now and just fill
across
just
the board.
Empty your bank account because these are fucking gold nuggets that you can cash. Gold nougat, not gold, actual gold. Gold nougat, right. Yeah. Just nougat that's gold colored.
I think Jaden Smith and Tyler, the Creator, become couple goals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You've heard of them like kind of mentioning like, that's my boyfriend, that's my boyfriend. I think they become hip-hop couple goals.
Okay.
Like, I think it's going to be
a whole
thing.
Like they'll be an actual romantic couple?
I don't
know.
Or
that they're just going to be like this like bromance.
Just bromance that's just like very lit and very fashionable and like kind of not of this world.
Wow.
Because Jaden Smith has this juice. Like, he's got the Will juice. He's got the Will Smith juice. He's had it his whole life.
He has a vibration.
He has it. So I feel like he can do whatever the fuck he wants. And we're all going to be like, yes, Jaden, sure.
Yeah, like,
why not?
Hold your dreadlocks in your hand as an accessory.
Right. Like, yeah, that's your bag. I believe it. I see the bag.
Okay.
So I see him and Tyler, like, you know, the fashion lines.
A couple
like,
I see splitting up, Melania and Donald Trump.
Ooh.
I think the investigations and things are going to get so unbearable.
Oh, that's interesting.
That she's going to peace out. Mm. That she will have to pull the eject lever.
Even though she's contractually forbidden from doing that?
Yeah, she can't do that.
So I think she'll figure out a way. I think like anything,
I don't know. Melania seems like a stone cold woman.
She
like
does.
She's weathered a colder winter than Donald Trump.
She does, right. But she strikes me as someone who, A, wasn't built to act like this all the time. Like, I think she's adapted, but I don't think deep down this is anything she wants, she ever wanted. And I think she seems like someone who's puts themselves first enough to be like, yo, I don't have fucking time for this anymore.
Yeah. I think that it might be some like, B613 shit, like she can't leave. Like,
B613. Okay. Wow.
Ever since I started watching Scandal, I've been woke to the government and they tricks. Okay. Yeah. So I told y'all that.
We're going
to
see her wearing a coat that says, I can't leave.
Right. Yeah. Can you?
Can you help me? Can you help me please dial this number?
I need help Scandal collection.
Zara's just now making like help jackets. Like, are you in a relationship? Oh, no, that could get dark. But Melania, I don't see her being able to leave. I think she fully wants to, but I don't know if she's going to be able to.
I think, just with hearing her, like, just her comments towards the end of the year of just sort of like, she's like angry about the situation. She's not talking from a place of like maniacal calm. Like, I would expect somebody who's going to be able to fully endure. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of anger about the whole situation. So, you know.
Yeah.
Who knows if she's? I think like anybody who's in the room with him more than 15 minutes is going to hear some wild.
Right.
Yeah, but do you really think she listens? She seems like someone who tunes everything out.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen her face? She does not know what's
going
on. There's
that one clip of her meeting Putin, and right after they shake hands, like her eyes like reset, and she like gives this death stare. It's wacky.
I like your statement that she's weathered colder winters than Donald Trump.
She's like, bitch, I'm not new to this. Come on now. I also think that this is not on the Donald Trump train, but I think Mariah Carey's going to find a new love.
Oh.
Yeah. It's time. She got enough money. It's time.
A good partner or some asshole?
Hell
so you just think she's going to find the new Nick Cannon?
Yeah. Or not even the new Nick Cannon. Like, now she's gone for, like, older billionaires.
Right.
She sued that last one for wasting her time, and she won.
Oh, I know who's her and Mohammed bin Salman. Yes. That's it.
I love
you
it.
And me That's against the world, ma.
Pretty cute, I'm not gonna lie.
It might be a little cute.
MBS and Mariah. Wow, that would be really
but
interesting.
100% chance he can't handle her.
Right. Oh, for sure.
He's like, I tried. I don't know if she's.
I murder journalists, but Mariah Carey is finally my match.
I can't figure her out. I can't
they
figure her out.
It works out so well.
Right. I think we're going to be disappointed by the Mueller report. Because we already know so much dirt that it's just going to confirm the shit that we already know. And that's going to be somehow disappointing because it's just kind of leaked out in drips and drabs. But shit's going to continue to come out. The media is going to keep going on this story. The House committees are going to keep going on these stories. And we won't be disappointed in the end by the overall process.
Yeah.
But we will be. The Mueller report has been too built up. And when it comes, there's going to be Fox News is going to be like, this it? This is nothing. They have nothing. And then it's going to
They're like, it's just basically the Steele dossier confirmed.
Right.
Which is really what we're seeing.
Which is wild.
Just like bit by bit. But I guess it's about what the reaction will be from Congress and other politicians. Like, will they finally separate? Will they begin to separate? I think we'll see some people bail on Trump on the right. Because you can only lie to yourself so much. You can only act stupid so long until you start looking stupid.
Right. But and I think, isn't there safety in numbers, though? I feel like if there's going to be a bailout, it's going to be everybody dipping at once.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think one version has been all the people who retired at last year who didn't want to go through midterms, who bailed that way.
Yeah.
But I feel like there will be people who will be in office who may have to begin being like, I can't be near this. But again, I think that could be a product of things mounting. One thing I do think with Mueller, though, is I think we'll start to see a lot more exposure to what is happening with people in the Middle East and the influence they have with Trump, too, because that's a thing that was also in the Steele dossier of understanding, like, the relationship of Qatar and the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia and, like, how they were still having meetings and shit. So I think that we're like, the Russia thing will turn the page and we're like, and on to the next group of people who have them in a vice grip.
Yeah. Right. People will start listening to Ethnically Ambiguous in the new year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
Start hearing me out.
Ethnically Ambiguous is the new Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh, could you imagine? we all of a sudden just start being like, have you ever tried Middle Eastern DMT?
You would be a monster.
Elon Musk is like, what is this? What is this, a blunt?
Right. I'm like, no, that's just straight hashish, my man.
Whoa.
Wait, what is Elon doing in 2019?
Oh,
dude, I hope he just moves to the moon.
He's going to get in some kind of weird shit, I feel like.
I feel like there's going to be one of the things I had on my thing was private space death. Like some sort of private
like space disaster.
Disaster.
Like he tries to take the Tesla to the moon. Right. Fully does not work.
In that car, they're like, yeah, just launch me there. They're like, it doesn't work like that.
Like, no, Elon, stop. Get out.
It's fine. Give me a spacesuit. Just give me a spacesuit.
There are a couple movies that are coming out that I think are worth just prognosticating about. The Avengers series, Endgame, it's going to go down. I think people will see that movie.
Oh, hell yeah.
that's my big prediction. I also think Lion King is going to be the year of the live-action Lion King. I think Toy Story 4 feels unnecessary,
it's
and it might not be as good. And I don't think it'll bomb, but I don't think it'll do amazing.
Well, Tim Allen, I don't know, it's wild because Tim Allen's out here, like, you know, really getting it popping for, like, All Right in Middle America. So maybe they'll go see it. I will fully be pushing small children out of the way to that Lion King live action.
Yeah. Right. My prediction is that Lion King will put the smash on a lot of box office records.
Like, it's going to be a whole event.
Because it's odd. It really is energizing multiple generations in a way that is not like Star Wars, where that was already sort of sci-fi niche kind of, not that it's niche, but like Lion King, you know, it touched everybody.
Episode 9 comes out from Star Wars. And I think it won't do as well as episodes 7 and 8. I think it'll...
Well, it's just gradually gone less and less, right? Because we're Like, because that's why even Lucasfilm was like, okay, I think people are getting Star Wars fatigue.
Yeah, and they weren't when he sold it, but they are now.
Well, yeah, they were doing a lot. They're doing a lot.
Yeah.
But I think episode 9 will be good.
Yeah, I think episode 9 will be good, and it just won't do quite as well as the other ones.
Right.
I think Toy Story 4 will be trash also because kids don't have toys. Like, they don't give a fuck.
They're like, toys.
Like, so when does the iPad die?
Yeah. Right.
So you're telling me my iPad comes to life when I leave the room? Like, they're going to have to really, like, update it.
They're like, that cowboy with the all weird, like, cloth body.
I haven't seen a little baby with a toy car in I don't know how many years.
Oh, they're still around.
Are they?
Babies
from parents. Yeah, as from a parent.
But then once you get to the age where... Like, so right now, I just don't let my kids have screens, and that's kind of the general recommendation, so it's all toys. But once they're able to get to screens, it's just over, I'm sure.
You just sound like a good dad, Jack. Like, I don't know if everybody's out here parenting their kids that well. Like.
No, man. I've seen people all the time who they got their kid with their mouth agape, looking just slack-jawed at a screen, and you're like, this baby can't even talk. And you're just like, and they're
baby
just like,
scrolling.
Yeah. I see a lot of like, you know, but I get also too, like, if when you're busy, it's easy to just be like, yo, vibe out on this thing because I need a second.
Right.
Yeah.
But I also see, like, I've also seen parents like try and take an iPad, and you can tell like an addiction loop has formed or something. Yeah. And they're like freaking out. You're like, oh my goodness.
If y'all's babies got Instagram, have y'all babies follow me on Instagram. I'm trying to build my base up.
Well, that's the wave, you know, like having fan bases that are very young. So as they get older,
they
you're like,
time.
Right.
I seeded this fam.
You got that demo.
Yeah.
Well, Lacey, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find you and follow you in 2019?
In 2019, have your babies and your dogs follow me at Diva Lacey, DivaLaci.
All right, Miles.
Twitter, Instagram at Miles of Gray.
You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien, super producer Anna Hosniak.
At Anna Hosniak. I'm actually, you know what? Follow me because in the new year, my new brand is Comfortable Couches, so I will only be posting photos of Comfortable Couches.
Ooh. Okay.
At Comfy Couch?
No, at Anna Hosniak.
Oh, okay.
Super producer Nick Stumpf.
Where they find you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, great.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
And rummaging through our recycling.
That's going to do it for today. We will be back tomorrow with a new podcast of Der Daily Zeitgeist. We'll talk to you guys then. Bye!
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.